I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, the barbershop guys on Bill Clinton and his latest diplomatic triumph, securing the release of two American journalists. That's a little later. But first, the conviction of former Louisiana Congressman William Jefferson. On Wednesday, the nine-term Democrat was found guilty on 11 counts of corruption charges, including money laundering and using his congressional office as a criminal enterprise. The case not only ended a political career, it launched a thousand jokes when investigators discovered $90,000 in cash hidden in Jefferson's freezer. Sentencing is set for October, and he could face up to 150 years in prison. Joining us to talk more about this is Stephanie Grace. She's a columnist for the New Orleans Times-Picayune. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How is this being received back home? Are people reacting to it, or are they kind of over it? Since this is a very long case in the making, it's been 4 years since his arrest and indictment.
Well, I mean, they are reacting because it has been 4 years, and I think there's a lot of relief that it's over in some circles. You know, the reaction's pretty mixed. It's probably most people are glad it's over, but there certainly are people who, you know, feel very sad for him. He's certainly a very accomplished man who has had a long political career, and this is the end of it, and it's really pretty tragic in a lot of ways. You know, there are some people who feel he was set up and the government really hounded him. But, you know, most of all, I would say relief.
And I hate to ask, but I do want to ask, is there a racial component to the reaction? I mean, Jefferson
was
Louisiana's first black congressman elected to the House since Reconstruction, represented the Democratic 2nd District, which is largely African-American. Is there a racial component to the reaction?
You probably aren't going to find a lot of non-African-Americans who are mourning this, I'm going to say. Within the black community, I would say there's the whole range of reaction. There are people who do feel like the government targeted him. There are people who feel like he came in and took advantage of his constituents. And, you know, there really is a range. By the end of his career, he was not overwhelmingly popular. I mean, the number I always look at is when he ran in the Democratic primary in 2008, he, you know, it was a wide open primary. There were a lot of different candidates. He actually finished first in a large field, but he only got 25% in a Democratic primary in his majority African-American district. So that's kind of the number I look at as his real hardcore support by the time this thing had all played out.
You wrote a column this week titled William Jefferson Can't Shake Dollar Bill Image. Apparently,
right.
This was a nickname that he had for years.
Years.
How did he get that name? And is it what it implies?
It is.
That there was always this aura around him of
he's
making
corruption. A buck, always looking to make a buck. And that really did stick with him. And actually, the person who bestowed that nickname was the first African-American mayor of New Orleans, Dutch Morial, who was at first an ally and then became kind of a bitter political rival. They had rival political organizations in the city, and they really were kind of the two towering figures at one time. And you know, Dutch Morial's son, Mark Morial, then became mayor and ran against Bill Jefferson for Congress. So that, you know, the rivalry kind of continued.
But why did he get that name?
Well, you know, there always was a feeling among people who dealt with him that he was looking for an angle. And of course, this was the first time there were ever criminal charges, but it was a reputation that really did stick with him and his family. I should point out that Bill Jefferson was convicted this week. On Monday, his brother is scheduled to go on trial in a completely different case, a bribery case involving he's accused of bribing the school board president. And the same brother and one of his sisters have been indicted in yet another corruption case, and they're scheduled to go on trial in 2010. So there's a lot there. There's a lot of smoke, I guess.
And finally, the man who won Jefferson's seat in the what had been Jefferson's seat in the 2008 election, Joseph Gow, it's assumed that he benefited politically from all of the aura around and
Absolutely.
Jefferson. So, but how is he perceived now? How is he doing now? Do you think that he'll be able to hold on to the seat? And how is he perceived in the wake of all this?
I mean, people like him. He's a nice guy. He's got a good story too, like Bill Jefferson, who, you know, grew up in abject poverty, went to Harvard Law School, really became a great success. Joseph Gao is the first Vietnamese American elected to Congress ever, and he, you know, had been a refugee. He also has a very compelling story. But he's a Republican in a very Democratic district, and he kind of slipped in. You know, the election ended up not being on the day Barack Obama was elected because of Hurricane Gustav. There had been an evacuation, so they had to push the whole election schedule back. So the Democratic-Republican, usually in this district, the Democratic primary, of course, is the election. But in this case, Bill Jefferson finished atop the Democratic primary, and then there was this Republican that really nobody knew. And the election was in December, when everybody was pretty much done with politics. And, you know, Joseph Gao, to his credit, certainly got a group of Republicans, independents, people who are Democrats and just wanted Bill Jefferson out because of the, you know, the embarrassment, and were willing to elect a placeholder and then come back in 2 years. They got together and they got their people out, and Bill Jefferson did not get his people out, which was also telling.
Well, we'll see what happens. Something to watch. Stephanie Grace is a columnist with the New Orleans Times-Picayune, and she was kind enough to join us from New Orleans. Stephanie, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.